Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the down crier of both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. And that line I pretty much stole from Andrew. What's new? This is Andrew McKee of the Broadway Night Game Bards, my partner in crime, musical crime, here at Dragon Con.
No, I'm a completely respectable individual and have never gone through a crime or anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about, Mark.
That's I wasn't trying to even talk about that. Did you want to talk about it?
No, that's fine. Okay. We can move on. I'm at Dragon Con right now. Woohoo!
Yeah, we just finished our second show of the weekend. Third, but
yeah.
How did your solo show go?
It went really well. I was surprised. I guess I shouldn't say I was surprised. No, it went exactly like I expected. Everybody was happy. It was wonderful. Yeah. I just tried a bunch of different stuff. I didn't have a set thing, and just to see what people liked, and I talked to everyone, and everybody got really into it, and I got a lot of encouraging responses, and I think, I think I'm on the right track. Everything's good, and now all I have to do is finish my CD, and life will be perfect.
Yeah, so we actually, I think you came off the same, a similar high that I did, right? I mean, you were doing really good. I mean, when we got to our show tonight, it was, I mean, the show was just magical. It was just a brilliant. Every now and then we have some of those awesome bard shows, and this was
one of them.
One of those.
And I came right off of my solo show really in a great mood, and then there was no time to dawdle. We went straight, you know, we met right there. Okay, time for a sound check. Boom.
Yeah.
And we jumped right
in. I was like in the same high because I just finished up my music business marketing podcast.
How'd that go?
It was awesome. And it was turning into this like revival thing, you know? I mean, I was just in that kind of mood. So when I got to the show, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. And then, you know, we kind of winged the songs and the songs went awesome.
Yeah. It just kind of flowed. We just sort of like, well, let's just try this. And we just went with it and had a great time.
Yeah.
I still am surprised, but I accept it that when we just go up on stage, have a great time, enjoy ourselves, the audience does too.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what it was. And there's a lot of people up on stage in the audience tonight who had I had a lot of people come up to us.
And a lot of new people too.
Yes, about half the audience was new. So
they'd never heard us before. Yeah. It's been a while since that happened.
Yeah.
This happened, right?
Dragon Con has turned into basically our one show of the year.
Yeah.
It's pretty much about the only time you can come see us perform as a group. At present,
yeah.
Who knows if we'll have other shows here and there, but in general, this is our one show, and so it was a blast. I mean, I had a great time last night, even though it was way too late.
Yes.
But it was great. Tomorrow we have the Hobbit Drinking Song show, which is going to be a blast.
Hobbit songs, Tolkien, alcohol. I mean, come on.
And they have us in a real room, apparently. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not in that same tiny room with no sound system.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's always tough for them to get rooms at Dragon Con and get it all organized, but... And, you know, they're always growing years where they're like, this is the best we can do this year. But, yeah, you know, it was so huge. The response last year was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that this year they've said upgrade.
Now we've been playing here at this convention since 2002.
Yeah.
A long friggin' time.
Oh, no, it's not that long at all. We're still just young little bards starting out.
Do you have a...
I couldn't say it with a straight face. I tried.
Do you have any favorite moments at this convention over the years? If so, share.
No? Well, nothing I can really say in public.
I'm sure you got at least one that's rated G, or PG at least.
Oh, gosh. You know, there's so many little instances of walking through the dealer's room playing music.
That was fun.
And having just having everybody, including... I mean, okay, well, let me just set this up. Mark and I had our own way of window shopping and checking out what was available for sale. We would just walk through the dealer's room and play music as we walked. And then people would just kind of part because they'd hear music in front of, you know, behind them. They'd move out of the way, and we'd just get a straight shot to walk through the dealer's room and look side to side as we played and say, oh, I'm coming back to that shop, and that kind of thing. It was brilliant. But we also entertained people, and we never bothered anyone because we played a little music, and they got a little taste, and then we moved on and didn't do it. But that was fun. But also, and we also played the Walk of Fame and did the same thing, just walk through. We didn't stay for long or anything unless we were asked to. But, you know, stuff like... Oh gosh, when you remember when Kenny Baker, R2-D2?
Yeah.
His wife was like just saying, "Oh, I love these guys," and Kenny said, "Hey, come here," and had us play a song for her and him, and that was just great. And yeah, I mean, it's stuff like that.
Boba Fett.
He was just the actor who played Boba Fett in the first three
films.
And
who was that porn star?
Our first two films, or the last two films, you know what I mean.
And who was that porn star again?
I don't know why.
Come on, you know who it was.
What was that? Was that Tracy
Lords? Yes, Tracy Lords.
She stopped us and started a conversation with us.
Yes, yes.
It's always weird. How often can you say a porn star started a conversation with us? That's kind of weird. But no, you know, she liked the music and just wanted to comment about it and ask us some questions. And Mark, you know, very, very slyly slipped her a CD.
Did I?
Yes, he did.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, other people that were just fans that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know or expect, like Richard Hatch. He was, like, really cool and talked to us for a while. And just a lot of different... I mean, there are so many more. I can't even... I mean, there are people, you know, people we know, fans who just come up. There's a fan who came up today. I don't think you were there.
The kid?
Yeah, yes. Okay, he did talk to you. He came up and said, "Hey, we haven't been to Dragon Con in 10 years, but... last time we came, this guy right here, he looked like he was a teenager, and he was, because he said, last time we were here, he was 5, and we were playing a show in the art room, and this 5-year-old just stands up in the middle of it, and I'm starting to sing Bog Down in the Valley, and he just starts singing along. And he just goes word for word, and all of a sudden, it's a bard off. Because he got this 5-year-old challenging me to see who's going to break first with Bog Down the Valley. And the kid hung on. I have to say, towards the end, I was getting a little nervous. And the father asked, "You know, I don't know if you remember." I was like, "I totally remember that."
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Right.
And that was just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great stuff that happened. But hearing about the stuff that really... people themselves remember, and they come back and tell us, "Do you remember this? This really impressed us, or made a serious influence in that kid's life."
Yeah.
I mean, he said that at school, he played our CD and sang along to the class, and I mean, we're talking about, he's probably a lot more assertive and confident in front of people, maybe partly because of that.
We
it's possible.
Teach confidence. Is that
yeah,
saying?
Something
yes.
like that.
Well, can we start a seminar on this, and then how to inspire confidence with the Bob and I Game Bard song? So what do you think?
Yeah, we could. That would be interesting. That would be different. I will say that wasn't on my short list of career goals when I was younger, but that's an interesting one.
Changing lives,
one Noggin at a time.
One song at a time, yes.
Wow. But no, I mean, just... I just constantly am surprised here. Dragon Con, and this is a really good year. I don't know if you've noticed, but, I mean, it's been crazy in a lot of people, but... everybody seems to have a pretty good attitude here this year.
Yeah, that's true. I have not noticed any negative attitude.
Yeah, everybody's really positive and into it. And you know, you hear people are like, "Oh, it's crowded and I can't find food and all that." This year, it's like, this is awesome. And
it's crowded, that's for sure. But,
yeah, it's crowded, but people are really positive attitude about it.
Yeah, it's been pretty fantastic.
Yeah, so it's sort of like the year, you know, even numbered years, it's kind of like Star Trek film.
Any final words, any thoughts that you have, plans that you have coming up? And
well, after this, I've got like a couple of weeks off, and then I'm going to be playing at FenCon, the convention in Dallas. And then after that, I'm going to have plenty of, like a good month to finish everything I need to do before 6 straight weekends at the Louisiana Ren Faire.
Awesome.
Playing there, and then... then I'm looking at a few options in the spring.
Cool.
And what happens here and at FinCon, that's going to help decide. That really what I'm waiting for is I just need to finish my CD, and then that's going to go out as demos for all the spring
stuff. Yeah.
And I'll get that taken care of.
Awesome. Where can people find you online?
Well, right now at andrewmckee.com.
Okay.
And I'll also be posting stuff through the bards.net website,
yes,
of course.
Indeed. If you're not a part of the Robin and Nagy Bards mailing list at thebards.net, go over there and sign up through there. That's the best way, because I still haven't talked Andrew apparently into getting a mailing list.
Don't worry, the way Mark's been talking this weekend, I'm going to be Mr. Online after this weekend. So just you know, mark the calendar and belay your shock.
As for the next Brobdingnagian Bards concert, well, then that's going to be tomorrow night at the Lord of the Rings Hobbit Drinking Songs. And then next year, I think, is the only thing we have at Dragon Con. We hope to be back.
So oh, yes, hopefully.
Tell your friends and come on out and visit us. Yes, it is crazy and busy, but I found secret shortcuts. I should share those.
He did. He was, like, leading us around. I was like, wait a minute. Why are you going to the parking garage? Wait a minute. Why are you going into this side door I've never noticed in my life? Wait a minute. Why are we going up this hallway that nobody is in and all the doors are closed? You're scaring me, Mark. And then we suddenly go out and, boom, we're right in front of the Marriott. And I'm like,
12 years at Dragon Con.
How did you do that?
12 years at Dragon Con. That's not the only one. I got other ones. I found a couple of brilliant secret shortcuts that I really don't entirely want to share, but I think this audience is small enough that I could probably share these secrets
and get away with it.
You're probably right. So maybe that will be coming in the future. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we will talk to you soon. Oh, do you have any final words? Any wise thoughts of wisdom and check share?
Let's see. Final words. Blibbering.
Humdinger. We had them on earlier.
Mandango. And juxtaposition.
Okay. There you go. Blibbering, mandango, and juxtaposition. Remember those words. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.